The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Welcome to another episode of the Talking Heads Review. In this show, we're going to be talking comedy. We've got Tim Dillon, the Tim Dillon Show with guests Tom Segura and Christina P. Episode number 348. Let's do it. Hello and welcome to the Talking Heads podcast. In this show, we take great snips from other shows, shine a bit of light, add a bit of context, and always add some humor. We are not affiliated with any of the shows mentioned in the podcast. However, if you are interested in the shows discussed, you can easily find them by going to the link in the podcast. And now, to the show.
And the real world is not an idea. It is not words. Reality is...
All right, guys. So this is a good one. This one, honestly, I don't know if they've done the podcast together. Tim Dillon and Christina and Tom. Maybe not the three of them.
I don't think
it's been the three of them.
It's been hard to arrange it. Tom had like the biggest tour ever.
Yeah, I wanted to talk about that a little bit. Is there going to be a new special coming out sometime soon? Like, I'm sure.
No doubt.
That'll be good.
Yeah.
That'll be good.
Usually they do the tour.
And then the special.
They hone it down.
That'll be good. We'll have to do a... Maybe if we're all here.
His tour was gigantic.
Really?
He must have made... Dude, for one, it was so many dates.
Really?
It was basically...
Was it like an international one?
No, it was called Tom Segura Comes All Over the Place, which is a genius name.
That's perfect.
Yeah, it's genius. He's hilarious, and of course... The name of it was amazing.
Yes.
And it was so many dates, and they're big places.
Big arenas and stuff.
Dude, I can't be sure, but like he's making $250,000 to $500,000 with every one of those, and you count them all, and it's just banking it.
Yeah, they're all crushing.
But here's the thing. He's put how many years in? 20 at least, probably 25. Who knows? A lot of years. And now this is like where the money is.
Plus,
he's got to do it while he has
exactly,
the energy.
Exactly, yeah.
Hell yeah.
And
genius.
It's cool, too, that he's able to like coordinate that with having a kid and all of the other shit that he's got going on. And I think...
Well, they you would imagine... I mean, obviously, Christina knows the game.
You know,
she's a great stand-up, too, who sells a lot of tickets and gets...
I was going to say that as well because I guess to go back, like, I've never... This is embarrassing, but I've never listened to a podcast with like her and Tom. Like I've seen clips obviously on YouTube and stuff, but I've never like listened to their podcast that they do together. But she is fucking hilarious.
Oh, she's brilliant.
I've seen some of her stand up and everything too, and she's fucking great.
She's very funny. I've seen her live at the Comedy Store.
The
she's
two of them
very,
together
very
is
good.
A great dynamic
oh,
as
yeah.
well. They're brilliant.
And you know, they both know how much effort goes into this, and when the iron is hot, I mean she's going to be perfect for being like, yeah, Tom, you need to just get all of the money you can.
Fucking rake that shit in.
Also, it's not just about making that money, too. You got to think by touring like that, they're re-establishing their connection with all of their audience and all of their fans.
Because we missed so much of that during COVID. Yep. Like, there was like this 2-year hiatus where you just basically were not allowed to do anything live at all.
Mm-hmm.
And then Dave Chappelle's doing shit in his backyard, people masked up, and you're like, what is going on now? But now we're back, bitch.
Well, thank God for podcasts, because
it really carried things.
Tubez was huge during
Still
COVID.
Still is a great show.
It got massive then.
Yeah.
And
then their show as well. Like the one that stands out to me the most is the
Your Mama's House.
Yeah, the Andrew Tate episode that they did. Like that
Brilliant.
Was huge.
Mm-hmm.
And they were like honestly one of the first like mainstream platforms, I think, to like kind of give him a voice in a way.
Yeah.
Regardless of how that went. Like that was a great podcast.
Well, it's
that was
interesting
hilarious.
Because I think Christina threw out a lot of things and was like, oh, you probably won't like this. And Andrew handled it.
He did, yeah.
Like, it's surprising. People, I would say, look, there's been a lot of controversy around him, even though no charges were, like, really ever filed, and who knows where that's going. But if somebody really doesn't like him, I say you are 100% in your rights to think that for whatever reason, right? And it's reasonable to assume it. But listen to more of his, like, long-form conversations, not these little clips.
Yeah.
Long-form conversations of him, and then decide more about
it. Well, like, it goes
I think people could be surprised, and I'm not trying to sell him on the guy.
No, I agree. I think people should do that with anybody that you listen to. It's so easy nowadays to just, like, hear a couple clips, and then you're just like, put the dude in a box where you just,
yeah,
like,
the only person you throw a bunch really of labels on him with is stuff. Joe Biden, because if he had a long-form conversation,
it wouldn't work.
How long can he talk for?
Like, four words?
10 minutes?
A solid 2 sentences would be hard.
Bless him. God, he's doing his best. I'm a Democrat. It's hard for me to
It's just embarrassing. Like, anyways, yeah, so hopefully a new Tom Segura special. That would be wonderful. I'm interested, like I was saying earlier about the whole gap in, like, live performances during COVID. I'm interested now that we don't have that and people are starting to put out new stuff and new material after that, like, what the approach is going to be, because everyone's going to do stand-up on coronavirus. Like, there's just too much shit. There's too much material not to.
Yeah.
So it's interesting to hear other people's take on that stuff.
Yeah.
Especially comedians, because they're fucking hilarious.
It's definitely going to be interesting to see what happens with that, for sure. And comedians have been doing it, and it's quite good.
Yes. It's great.
Yeah.
It's nice because for fucking 2 years, we had nothing but just nonstop CNN, mainstream media bullshit, put on your mask, get vaccinated, all this nonsense, regardless of whether it's true or not. It's still annoying, but yeah, so it's nice to, like, actually hear fucking a good perspective, like a hilarious one, instead of the fucking news all the time.
Yeah, and with comedy too, if the comedy is written well enough, it doesn't matter what side the person is on that's saying it.
No, it's just comedy. It's just to make fun. It's just to laugh.
He's gonna make it fun.
It's just to laugh.
And if we can't make fun of big events that happen in our culture and all the silliness, and remember, comedy is designed to break tension.
Yeah.
That's what it does. It builds the tension, it breaks the tension. And it's supposed to break tension in
and
the real world.
And it's supposed to unite people. We're all coming together to have a good laugh.
Yeah, to be like, oh yeah, we are all a bit silly.
We are a bit fucking dumb.
We are all taking ourselves a little bit too seriously sometimes.
Yes.
That's okay.
And that's what's great about comedy.
Yeah. Well, Tim does it in such an amazing way that you can't often tell if he's making a really good point or if he's just
talking shit. Yeah,
he plays like the craziest version of devil's advocacy.
That's how he gets away with all this shit.
It's
like
amazing.
Honestly, it's brilliantly coordinated. He would not be able to be Tim Dillon if he didn't do that.
No,
like, that's just, it's just so perfect.
he was cracking Tom up a lot, and Tom is real.
Yeah,
like, that's who he is. He's always like this. What's cool about Tom Segura, and when you watch his stand-up and other comics, I've heard them talk about him on a podcast, you know, often what happens and why you don't want to follow someone like a Joey Diaz or someone that brings a ton of energy is because when you're on next, it's like the crowd's exhausted and they're like already.
And the bar is set so high.
Well, yeah, it's kind of that. But basically what's happened is the energy has been raised. And it's like, you've got to come in with something similar. So it's hard to follow those people. Tom always comes in with Tom's energy.
Yeah.
And he's very good at just kind of like, all right, let's all just enjoy what just happened. And now I'm going to talk about whatever he talks about.
And it's going to be great.
He does it so well. It's such a beautiful thing with that guy. He's very, very good. So he's that real. You know, if he wasn't amused by the silliness of Tim Dillon or felt like he was just kind of maybe trying too hard, you know, because if Tim wasn't as funny, you would think that he's trying too hard. because he's always putting these crazy stories.
But he's hilarious.
But he's so good.
He's so funny. Yeah.
He can rant like really no one else. And thank God for the producer in the background that is constantly cracking up.
I love that part of the show. He's so funny.
He's incredible. Do you think he was just hired to laugh?
No, I think that's just a perk of the dude's job. Like, honestly, that sounds like a great job. You just get to listen to the show all the time.
He just gets to sit there and get cracked up and gets paid for it.
That's a great job.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Let's get one of those.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Dude, I want to find out what that North Korean server's got on that ExpressVPN. What kind of shows they got up there?
None. Yeah, one show. It's
just constant replays of the military shooting missiles.
Yeah, Kim Jong, just in an action flick where he single-handedly beats up everyone in America.
And they also show The Dictator. That's the other show that they show. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's the only other
so
one.
So perfect.
No, one of the things that they talked about in the show, which I think is funny, and I love talking about this, and I'm interested to hear your perspective because you're about to have a kid now, but saying to somebody, like, getting out of things using the excuse of, oh, I have kids, is such a great excuse.
A genius.
Or, like, even, like, oh, my girlfriend is pregnant or my wife is pregnant or whatever. Like, you can literally get out of anything. That's a cheat code.
It is.
It really is.
It's very effective.
Yeah.
Here's the problem, though. When I was hearing that, I was like, I think it works better when, you know, you're kind of a celebrity type like Tim is and Tom,
because they're like,
Christina.
Oh, I must be so busy all the time, people just assume.
Well, it's more like, you know, some kind of big wig person will hit you up, and because there's so much ego in that stuff, they're like, hey, I'd love to get a meeting together, I'd love to talk about some opportunities for some blah blah blah. You don't want to upset them, mm-hmm. because later on they may give you a show, they may give you money for something that you're doing. Like, you gotta balance that a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. Playing the gray. So you need a good excuse. I just don't have friends like that. I don't have anybody like, it's like the people that I already know. And so I would just be like, yeah, dude, I can't make it.
Yeah, sorry.
But I guess it is nice, you know, as a Trump card.
I think for people who you don't know, or like new people that you meet or whatever it is, like, you know, when you just meet some new people and like, oh, let's just go do this. And you're just like, fuck that. I'd rather do literally anything else. You can just like pull that out and be like, ah, oh, sorry, my kid's got the shits today. Like, I got to go.
Right. Yeah.
It's a pretty good excuse.
The baby's got explosive diarrhea. Now that I've heard it, I think it's going to be more useful in the future.
I think it will. I think you'll find some good use for that one.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Like, yeah. What are some other good ones, though? Like, what's just some other good excuses you can just pull out of your ass to just get out of stuff?
Well, literally, I myself have explosive diarrhea.
Yep, that's a great
Nobody
one.
Nobody questions that.
Because they don't want to hear anything else further. No. They're just like, oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like for women, if they, especially if they're talking to men, if they could just be like, I'm having really
any
big
personal
things.
Yeah. Any biological thing, they're just like,
people
okay.
just, you want things that people can't question.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
Like, my dog died, I think is a pretty good one.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you can use grandmothers sometimes, depending on your age and how many times you're going to say it.
Yeah.
But then you have to really lean. I mean, that's kind of an egregious.
You also have to make sure that you're not going to see them again because you can't use that excuse again, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't have, like, four grandmothers that die in a week.
That
like,
is true.
That's very rare.
That'll be hard. But those ones are good. Deaths are good.
Yeah.
You know, moving.
Moving's pretty decent. But then there's a lot of follow-up questions, I think, with moving as well.
Yeah.
And I got to have that information backed up.
Oh, the worst is if it's one of those clingy people that are like, bro, I'll come over
I'll
and
help
you
move right now. And you're just
I'll
like,
bring a six-pack. And you're just like, oh, no, I'm not moving. This is awkward.
Yeah.
It's best just to not to talk to people that you're going to need excuses for.
I think so. General. You have to, like...
Stay away from them.
I think, especially, like, myself, I'm a very enthusiastic person. So I think sometimes I have to find myself where I just, like, have to tame my enthusiasm, where I just, like, have to play, like, oh, I'm boring, I got shit, like, whatever, I'm just average Joe. Like, I can't remember who it was, but some actor was saying, like, yeah, I love telling people that my life is like really boring because no one asks any more questions about it. Mm-hmm. But in fact, my life is like actually really exciting.
That's kind of good.
Yeah.
That's a better way to be. There's nothing worse than knowing that someone is basically a bullshitter that does nothing cool and they have to tell you about all these amazing things that they're up to. And you're like, bro, I don't believe any of this.
Yeah.
But they exist. They're in LA.
Yeah.
So Tim has a new book.
He does have a new book, which is so funny.
Is it new? Or just a book that he's advertising? It has a wild name, though, right?
I can't remember what the name of the book is.
It's about boomers. But then there was like a long title.
I don't know. I guess Tom has a new book as well, which is interesting. It's so funny when these comedians come out with books. I'm just like...
Oh, Death by Boomers.
Oh, that's a good title.
Death by Boomers. We have a clip for that. Should we play it?
About boomers? Yes, please.
Yeah, let's go.
One more disgraceful moment,
yeah.
Like a head hung low moment where I could share all these like horrific stories from growing up with boomers. I love boomers. Boomers are funny. It's not a woe is me book.
Yeah.
Boomers are deeply selfish, narcissistic monsters sent to destroy the earth. They've destroyed society. They viewed their children as an obstacle and an impediment to their own success.
For sure.
They were jealous of their children. They liked when their children failed. They set their children up in many cases to fail. They were hateful, horrible people. They were... completely divorced from reality. They have tangled themselves up in conspiracy theories. You could find them on Facebook right now.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like they're As soon as they got technology, they used it to spread hate and division and fear. All they believe in is fear-mongering and dividing people. Because they believe that's how they benefit. They were the luckiest generation, other than the few of them who died in Vietnam. Enough. We've heard about that. The rest of them had charmed lives with great peacetime, and they were given and inherited this whole country and destroyed it. And my father, you know, when I told him I was like an alcoholic, I was a drunk. And I didn't say I'm an alcoholic, but I said to him, like, I'm hanging out at a bar every night, I'm drinking every night. And instead of saying, like, you should get help, yeah, my father goes, son, like an old man, bar has played a role in every Dylan's life.
Wow.
He goes, your Uncle Tommy went to Buckley's. I used to go to a place called the Bitter Ant. Like,
cool.
It was, they're so...
So good.
So good.
It's so good. His rants are just legendary.
But the boomers, like, honestly, like, his whole thing about, like, them on Facebook and they just used technology for fear-mongering, like, that's so true. Like, every time I hop on Facebook, it's literally just, like, my family. I don't go on Facebook for any other reason than to see what my family is doing. And it's either, like... casserole recipe, or it's like, look at what the Democrats are doing and shit, and I'm just like, what the fuck, what are you doing? Like,
yeah, I think what happened is they had cable news, which
that was
itself got really divisive, and they watched it obsessively, thinking that
much.
They were becoming informed.
Yes,
they'd chosen one side or another, and then as people just, like, the new generation just watched less cable news because we're just like, fuck all the news. This is bullshit. They found a new platform.
They doubled down on it, yeah.
To get to continue, you know? And it's like, if you think about it, after World War II, that's when the boomers were, like, being born.
Yep.
Right? So we just came out of this crazy time. And then there they are. They had to go to Vietnam. So they're, you know, they didn't like that. They were frustrated by it. There was a lot of... whatever there was. But I mean, really, if you look at, you know, not coming out of the dark ages, but coming into a much more comfortable time, right?
Yeah.
It's like, you know, everyone can get a house now, everyone can get automobiles. You know, there was like the last generation of the housewife in a lot of ways. And, you know, men are being men. They got microwave meals. All the conveniences are coming up. We got fast food all of a sudden.
Yeah.
You know, cable television. It's like there were so many of these types of advantages. Cheap college for them. Their college was cheap.
Houses were cheap as fuck, yeah.
Dude, in one generation, we're paying like maybe close to 10 times as much as they paid.
Yeah.
That's the next generation.
No, and then
student loans? They went to school for like nothing.
Yeah.
And because of the way all the systems were set up, like, now we're the ones paying the price.
Yeah, and then
so
and then they love to bitch about, like, oh, why don't these young people just figure it out and go get a job and get a house and shit? And it's like, this is your problem. Like, this is your fucking fault.
We can only rent now, and it costs $200,000 to get the same education you guys got, and we can't even get good jobs from it.
And then they love to bitch about, like, oh, this younger generation doesn't know what they're doing. And it's like, you fucking put us in this position, you know?
It's like, so true. I mean, the rest of the book, it's called Death by Boomers, How the Worst Generation Destroyed the Planet, But First the Child. Legendary.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's honestly, like, he hits it on the nail, though. Like,
but this is why Tim Dillon is so important. This is why he's hitting on every level. This is why people cannot get enough of him. And think, in this culture of, like, cancel culture and all the rest of it, you know, LGP stuff, wokeism.
LGP.
P is going to be a new one. They're going to put that in there.
They are.
They're going to find a way. That's a prediction, but... we're going to see, and I support it. But, you know, just the fact that he can be as wild as he is, and it still really resonates.
It does,
in
yeah.
so many areas. It's like, it's almost hard to get mad at him, even if you want to, because he's so beautifully absurd, yet there's a weird amount of truth in a lot of the things that he says, which
exactly.
is just out of control.
Yeah, like the whole Asian thing. Like they talked about this on the podcast. Like basically just how like Asians are just the superior race. Like they're just so much better than us.
Isn't he the godfather to an
Yes. An Asian kid? He was talking about that.
So he loves the Asians. But
they're just so much better at everything than we are. Like when I was in high school, our high school had like the best math team in the nation for like 12 years running or whatever it was. Like we were crazy. But the way that they did it was this one teacher would recruit all of the mostly Asian kids from the community and start them on like crazy trigonometry math at like fourth grade. And then they'd stay in this program for like 4 years. And then by the time they're in fucking high school, they're doing like theoretical physics and like this weird, crazy advanced math stuff. But I'm telling you, I would go through the hallway in high school and I'd see these like fifth grade Asian kids with their like rolly backpacks, like sprinting through the hallways. And I'm like, that kid's on the math team. Like, mm-hmm. I just knew. And then I meet acquaintance through some other friends and I'd be like, oh, you're Asian. Or I wouldn't say it, but in my back of my mind, I'd be like, oh, are you on the math team? Like, I would just ask. And they'd be like, no, dude, like not all Asians are like on the math team. I'm like, sorry, it just usually works. Like most people say, yeah, but.
Sounds like you're stereotyping, bro.
Well, it
also,
was
is that some
true.
Sort of discrimination that he mostly reached out to the Asian
no, families? No, I really do think that they were just those Asian kids at fourth grade were just so much more superior than the other kids that they just were miles ahead. There was like four white people. It was like usually like one or two black dudes. Like it was kind of diverse, but
I mean,
it was a bunch of the Asian people.
If you were a high school coach for football and you wanted to put a team together, I mean, obviously, it's okay to judge body size.
Yeah.
Right? You want big guys.
Yeah.
You know?
You
and
do.
To even say you want fast people, it's like, is that discrimination because you didn't pick slow ones, or are you trying to win?
Trying to fucking win,
and,
bro.
And is it even worse to say, oh, I mostly looked at the African-American people in our school? Because
no, that's just being fucking resourceful.
It makes sense.
Yeah.
But like, but it all gets equated into like this, hey, what about everyone has a chance and pick anyone and we shouldn't judge anyone by the like who they are, the color of the skin, the people that it's like, yeah, but it kinda
but
we're
also,
trying to put together the best.
Freaking Tyrone can jump 4 feet higher than Braden over here. Like at the end of the day, I'm picking Tyrone.
100%.
Like, it's just, it would be dumb for me not to.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, the Asians are just so much further ahead. You know who is also getting ahead is the trans athletes.
They
went on for a while about this, and it was quite hilarious.
They brought up some Leah Thomas stuff.
They did, yes.
So, she was when...
I appreciate you using correct pronouns on that one.
You're welcome.
Props.
When she was a man,
yes,
was the 700th best
swimmer, which is still impressive, but
pretty good. Not great.
Not great.
You're not in medal contention.
Yeah, you're not going to the Olympics 700th.
No.
No.
And in fact, you're not even telling your friends that you're the 700th
best. You're
like,
oh, who gives a fuck? Like,
yeah. I'm pretty sure if you like learned to juggle and then practiced it pretty hard for like 4 months... you might become the 700th best juggler. So, I mean, obviously swimming, you know, maybe that's harder. But anyway.
Goes from that to breaking world records.
Smashing them.
Like
so hard.
Girls who are in their prime, like the best athletes in the world swimming.
Just can't even.
Can't even compete.
They see the time and they're like, well, I will never beat that.
Yeah.
Ever.
And so it's fucked up. It's fucked up when this dude comes in and they were saying like the girls were like getting uncomfortable because she would like pull her cock out in the locker room and stuff. <It's> like,
yeah. Well, it's got to be supportive, I guess.
Yeah. Well, yes. But also, I don't know. Like that's kind of fucked up.
I mean, could there still be some rules? Like she's not allowed to helicopter it around the locker room.
It's like there's some ethical guidelines in the locker room.
I would imagine. I think that's only fair to the other women in the locker room. You know, if you could just keep it under control in that.
Yeah. Although if it was the if it was the opposite and it was a girl or a guy transitioned to a girl who had like some pretty crazy tits, you know, pulling them out in the locker room might, you know, that might get the morale up a little bit before the game or whatever it is. You know, I could see that being advantageous.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days. That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
It's like, but also throwing down like a really solid like Gladiator or Braveheart level speech to get the whole men's team going.
Yep.
And they're like, yeah, she's not, he is not the strongest player on our team, but we appreciate the support.
We appreciate the support. And she's got, he's got beautiful tits.
Can come to all the parties.
Exactly. No, that was what
a place.
That was what Tim was saying. Was he was like, listen, I'd be fine with it if these trans girls or these trans
don't you start fucking it up right now.
These trans people who were transitioning were like actually good looking. Like if they were hot, like Tom said, he was like, listen, if I met somebody and I had no idea until like shit got serious, and then they're like, whip down their pants and you're like, oh shit, that's a dick. Like he was like, I would be okay with that if everything else up to that point was just like, yeah, you're hot, like all this other stuff. But no, it's right now it's a bunch of these fat bitches doing the whole trans thing, and it's like
larger people.
Yes.
Come on, dude.
But
I have a cricket sound effect. And the next time you do this sort of
next
thing,
time I misgender somebody.
Yeah. I think they have a point.
It's a fair point.
It's a funny point, but it's a point. Like, why not make it so that you can't be sure?
Right, yeah. I like the mystery of it.
I think that that's a strong place to start.
Yeah, or like Tim was saying, like when people first came out, like when that was happening, they were hot. They were good-looking guys. Who just enjoyed dick and, you know, they did their thing, but they were good looking to start with.
They're allowed.
That's you get a pass.
But now you have that Canadian woodshop teacher that doesn't even try and just puts on a giant pair of prosthetic boobs.
Yeah,
that are like, I don't even know what they would be.
Or like
quadruple
at
Z's.
Least like change your. You know, your wardrobe a little bit, you know, at least try and act like a girl a little bit, you know, like if that's what your thing is, right? Like it seems reasonable.
Yeah. And these aren't judgments. I think these are ultimately so that everyone can be more, so that there's less pushback.
I honestly, ultimately. Like, I just want the trans community to succeed. And I think
me
that
too.
This is a decent route for them to do well.
We want a smooth transition.
We do. We want the smoothest of transitions.
If you jump into being sponsored by Bud Light, it's for some people, it's
going
to be difficult.
That was rough.
It's going to be difficult.
I thought it was hilarious, though. I saw a bunch of videos on Instagram where these like country hicks would like buy a case of Bud Light and then just like go shoot it with their AR or whatever. I'm like, you dumb fuck, you're still buying the beer. Like,
it's a bit
over the top. You
still
paid for it, you idiot. Yeah,
at least drink it.
Yeah, like it's just a waste of beer.
It's still good alcohol.
It's still going to get you fucked up. Like,
if anyone is wasting quality beer, I, you know. Just like right
quality is a bit of a stretch with Bud Light,
I mean American quality.
Okay, there you go. Yeah. Yes.
Just draw a sad face on the container.
Yeah.
Show your disapproval and then at least still finish it off.
Yeah.
But you know, consumerism speaks. And people can be like, well, that's just hatred towards this thing, but it's like, okay. But these are the markets for it's like there's a time and a place.
It was a dumb play by Bud Light, honestly. Like I really don't I don't get their push on that. Like, that was just not a wise marketing play, I think, at all. Meanwhile, Coors Banquet just had their 150th anniversary. I don't know if you knew that, but they had their 150th anniversary, and you could get, like, a case of beer for, like, $10 off.
Pretty good.
Pretty good deal.
Wait, Coors has been around for 150 years?
Yeah.
That's impressive.
It is.
Good job.
And there's no there's no trans people on the cans. You know, if that's your criteria for buying beer,
then if that bothers you,
if that bothers you,
for $10 off, I would have a furry on that. I don't care. I'm like, fuck yeah, $10 off, let's go.
Exactly.
I'm a discount shopper though.
Yeah, are you?
I'm into it.
Yeah, I know you're really into like couponing and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, it's a lot of work, but try it, folks.
Another thing that Tim was saying, which honestly, going back to the whole, you know, helping the trans movement, I think it's a good point. Like, they should honestly be a little bit more Republican. Like, if they were like, yeah, we love trans people, but then they're also like, hey, we need closed borders or whatever it was. Like, just add your talking point there. I think that Tim said, he was like, yeah, I think the Republicans would start using pronouns and stuff, like, honestly.
Yeah, I mean, Shane Gillis has a great bit about this.
Yeah.
Where he's talking about, like, segregation in Louisiana or something. And then all of a sudden, they bring some African-Americans onto the football team. And then the whole town's like, wait a minute, the high school team's 4-0? Those are our brothers.
Yeah.
And then he makes the analogy. He's like, hey, if the trans people put together, like, a run it down your nose bowl team that could like upset Alabama,
dude,
then they'd be like,
they'd win America.
Yeah, they'd be like, hey,
we'd have the first trans president,
right?
Yeah,
so that's a good, there were strategies for this.
I think honestly the trans community just needs to listen to Tim Dillon. I think anybody does, but if anything, he's got some great points for them, and I think that it would be wise for them to listen.
Yeah, I do not agree.
At least you're
way off on this one. Okay. All right, so I'm taking a stand against you on this. Talking about Tim and his style, though, he had an ad from Law?
Morgan and Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan and Morgan Law Firm. Now,
fucking hilarious.
You know, we do podcasts. We have ads, too. You already heard our ExpressVPN one, which is not... You know, I did my best, but it's not anywhere as good as what Tim can do. I don't want to say I don't know how he gets away with it because they're so good, but it's brave.
Crazy that he's getting paid for it.
It's so good. We're gonna play the ad right now, which is wild because we're actually playing an ad for free for them.
Just to clarify, we don't give a fuck about Morgan and Morgan. Like, we don't give a shit.
Also,
this ad is hilarious. Fucking sue us. Do it. I dare you.
They could. Also, Morgan and Morgan are probably fine. But this ad is hilarious.
Hilarious.
We have to play it. And if this doesn't inspire you to listen to this conversation with Tim Dillon and Tom Segura, I don't know what will. Let's go.
Submitting an injury claim with Morgan and Morgan is so easy. It's more like using an app than hiring a lawyer. I'm telling you, submitting a claim to Morgan and Morgan is as easy as pretending you didn't see that 5 p.m. email from your boss. They're America's largest injury law firm. They have 100 offices nationwide and more than 800 lawyers. With over $15 billion recovered from clients, Morgan & Morgan has a proven track record of fighting to get you fair and full compensation. I mean, I was in this car accident and I just said, forget it, whatever, I'll just deal with it. Instead of going to Morgan & Morgan, if I had gone to Morgan & Morgan, I would have gotten my money because that's the right thing to do. That's the reality. If you're... Because I was in an accident and it was very hard, but it was someone else's fault, I think. I made a left from the right lane and almost killed a sec. We were buying Vicodin in a parking lot in Freeport, New York. Doesn't matter, bygones, but I still could have called Morgan and Morgan because even though she was injured, she didn't help the situation either. She said, make the left. That's kind of actionable. Go make the left. Go to Morgan and Morgan. 35% of all fatal accidents occur between 6 p.m. and midnight. See what I mean? People aged 25 to 34 have the highest amount of drivers involved in car crashes. People aged 15 to 24 had the highest emergency room visits due to car accidents. It's so easy to get in an accident. I've been in 5 accidents. I've totaled 5 cars, and I've left the scene of 3 of them. But... one of them, I was drunk, and I claimed to not be. The other one, it wasn't total. I was able to drive away. This woman started screaming at me, and I drove my car away from her. I rear-ended her, and she got out, and she started screaming, and I just drove around her, and I drove really fast. If you're ever injured, you can check out Morgan & Morgan. Their fee is free unless they win. Hello?
Come on. That is how you do podcast ads.
I want to know, I'm sure this is weird, but like, how much is he getting paid for that? Like,
a lot of money.
Stupid amount of money.
Guaranteed a lot of money.
That's hilarious, though.
I mean, I don't, yeah. I would imagine it, if I was to take a guess, that ad's probably worth like $5,000 for him, at least.
Yeah.
I mean, he's selling out a lot of places. He's not doing.
No, but I just think I don't know. It just caught me off guard because a lot of these comedians, like, you know, every podcast has like the regular ads, like the HelloFresh or Athletic Greens or whatever. Like, you're used to hearing them. But the Morgan & Morgan one caught me off guard because I was like, there's no way that these people actually reached out to him and were like, hey, can you do an ad for us? And like, expected it to be a serious ad. Like, maybe this is what they wanted.
Yeah. I bet
they had to have been. They had to have expected some level of this.
Look how much we're talking about it. If companies don't realize that you can reach out to podcasters that have ridiculous ads like that, often they send you so many bullet points, you just sound like everyone else and you have to read all this generic stuff. They really should go back to old school where they just trust us. We know our audience. Like, he knows his audience. He can just go to town. I would, if I ever advertised on a podcast, especially a comedian's one, I would say, do it however you want.
Yeah.
Almost you could slam whatever I'm saying.
Make fun of us. I don't give a shit. Yeah.
I think that it would stand out.
No. And honestly, like, after listening to it, I think, like, the next time I am drunk driving and I get in a hit and run, like, I'm just immediately going to think, like, oh, fuck, Morgan & Morgan. Like,
I won't honestly even know who else to call. It's the only place I'm going to know to call. Is Morgan & Morgan.
When I total my car, I'll just be like, oh,
I'll close one eye and use my phone and try and Google it. And hopefully I get through to him before the police get there.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
As you're driving away.
They sound like champions. When he's like, I totaled 5 cars. My God, dude.
Three of them were his fault.
It must be so weird to be Tim, though, in the sense of like, bless him, national treasure, but also a lunatic. He's made a lot of crazy decisions, guaranteed.
Yeah.
And probably people that were even sensible that could have guided him would say, Tim, you need to stop doing this. However, it's made him who he is.
Exactly.
So
yeah.
What the fuck is he supposed to think about that?
Exactly.
Now that he's this person.
You're just
he's
like, well, I keep fucking things up and they keep working out.
Yeah,
so
thank God I did that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Genius. Well exactly. Done. Well done. The first time I ever saw Tim was this, I think he was at, I can't remember. It was somewhere in maybe New York at a comedy place in New York. It wasn't the Cellar. It was somewhere like that. And he gets on stage late and just basically berates the audience, says they're all losers, they're weak.
I think I've seen some of these clips. It's fucking hilarious.
It's literally how he introduced his tour dates.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's so funny.
It's one of the best things I've ever seen. I can watch that anytime I'm in a bad mood, anytime I feel just a bit down, I can just pull that up, and I'm like, I feel better about the state of the world.
I think people just take things too seriously, and sometimes you just have to have one person in your group, or if you know someone like this, God bless them, but somebody who's just like, nah, this is bullshit, and they just like make fun of the entire thing. Like,
yeah,
you just need that a little bit. Like, you just can't get too caught up in your shit. But one of the things, real quick, before we end the show, I'm here interested to hear your experience about this. But they were talking a lot about how like hanging out with other comedians is like the best part of comedy by far.
Oh yeah,
like it's so much fun. I wish that's what I like about working here too, is like I get to hang out and stuff, and we just like shoot the shit. Like before the show, we were just talking shit and stuff, and it's so fun.
Yeah,
but it makes other interactions in life just so boring.
Well, to be clear on that point, when I was in LA and I had my group of open micer friends, you know, and we go to the Comedy Store a lot and we watch these great comedians perform, and we were just kind of always in the community. Obviously, you know, my group were like 1 to maybe 10 years in comedy. That was like the beginning sect that I got to interact a lot with. But even they were just like the funniest. Just every time you hang out with them, there's just something really ridiculous and interesting going on.
Yeah.
The worst of all of those comics was literally 10 times more fun for me than every time I have to talk to you. That's how good it was.
Exactly.
And I enjoy you, Sean.
Thank you.
You're a funny guy. But that community
is... I'm not a comedian.
You're doing great. But that community is just like... They're just, I think, a different type of people.
Yeah.
So when you're at the highest level, like they are, they can just... They just know the process where they're just bringing anything up. It's a lot of times what happens for them is... These kind of, I guess you call it, quote unquote, low level comedians will try and pander to them, like, oh, I've got to make Tom laugh, or I've got to make Tim laugh, or Christina, yeah, and like really try too hard. And it's like, bro, you've got to be funny enough to do it, or shut the fuck up and let them speak.
Yeah.
And that's really that kind of balance. And it's difficult and weird because, like, especially if you're used to being very funny in your group. And then you meet these guys.
And they just blow you out of the water.
Well, you just have to know when to be quiet because you're just not going to bring the conversation to the table like they will.
Yeah.
I mean, they just come out with gold. So no wonder when Tom and Christina talk about hanging out with, you know, some of their kids, friends, parents, and it's like, we can barely tolerate this at all. They're not being assholes. Trust me. They are just like, I get to hang out with the funniest people in the world.
There are also those people that you meet, though. Like, these people exist everywhere. I find I meet them at the bank the most often. But it's just, like, boring people. Like, fucking boring. You're just like, God, I would rather, like, I'd rather kill my dog just to get out of this, just to have an excuse to get out of this conversation and
then
continue this with you.
Like, but I
honestly
respect.
Some people are so fucking boring.
Oh, it's so bad. Yeah, and those environments kind of encourage it too. Like, you couldn't be that funny and amusing in a job like that.
No.
So if you find that you are that funny, get the fuck out of there.
Exactly.
Do yourself a favor. Get out of there and get in a more creative space. And, you know, maybe eventually, if anyone has ever said to you, you should do comedy, not you thinking it because you once said something one time at a party that was funny, like, good luck.
Yeah.
You know, you've got a long road ahead. But if you're consistently cracking people up and they're like, have you ever tried stand-up, and you hear this multiple times, go do it.
Go try it. Yeah.
Please, God. You know. It's
honestly a great opportunity to learn a bunch of stuff, too. You know, like, because you might kill.
Learn about yourself.
You might kill in your friend group or whatever, but then you get on stage with a bunch of people that you don't know, and you're just like, oh, I can't just use a bunch of inside jokes the whole time.
No,
like,
it's a whole different ballgame.
Yeah.
A whole different ballgame, but it's a world that once you're in, it's probably more addictive
than most
drugs you could ever do.
There are a lot of drugs in comedy as well, though.
Combine them. Whatever makes you fun.
Yeah, exactly. You know? Fucking go drive your car drunk and, you know, call Morgan and Morgan.
I do not approve that message.
Don't do that, but...
Theoretically do it. And then tell a story.
Hypothetically,
about it
would make a great story if you did so.
I love it. Anyway, what was the name of this one?
Did it have a number? The Tim Dillon Show, Tom Segura and Christina P., episode number 348.
Check it out.
We'll have the link down below. You can check it out. We'll include some Tim Dillon clips as well in there.
Nice. I like it. All right, guys. Well, thank you so much. And we will talk to you next week.
Catch you later.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.